We are on the edge of Ketchum, the town that borders Sun Valley Resort. We're surrounded by multi-million dollar homes and a perfectly manicured golf course. My wife Teresa and I wait on the side of the road with Denny Burks, who looks a bit nervous. His eyes are glued to a hilltop high above town. He's looking for sheep.
Come on, sheep!
Hey!
Denny Burks manages the Flat Top sheep operation, a job his father held before him and his grandfather before that. Every year at this time, the sheep move from summer pasture to winter ground. In the old days, they used to trail right through the center of town, and this year's festival seeks to reestablish that tradition. Denny Burks knows sheep, which, come to think of it, is why he's jittery right now. He has promised the Chamber of Commerce that 1,500 head will mob Main Street at 9 this morning, and almost the whole town has turned out to watch. But it's 9:15, and the sheep are nowhere in sight.
So do you think those sheep are wearing their Woolex watches?
No, as a matter of fact, they're not. That's what's got me troubled.
And then, over the rise of the hill...
They're right there. Thank God for small favors.
The flock of sheep covers the steep hill like a huge woolly blanket. Majestic white Pyrenees guard dogs lead the way down, and border collies push from behind, scurrying back and forth to the commands of the lone sheep herder who follows on horseback. It's a scene from the 19th century descending on this jet-set community.
Folks, it's all right to stand back on the grass, but the sheep got to come right across here, so we don't want everybody stopping them.
The sheep are fat and woolly from a good summer in the mountains, and they seem happy to be launched on this week-long trek that will take them down the Wood River Valley and then over the hills to the home ranch. They move quietly but swiftly. We almost have to trot to keep up. And they don't seem at all worried by the crowds of people who have lined the street to watch them.
A bagpiper in kilt and full Scottish regalia has joined the procession, leading it along this historic main street that now sports high-end boutiques and stylish restaurants. There's a great turnout today. Groups of handsomely dressed older people, enthusiastic tourists, and gaggles of giggling school kids.
Aww, look at the black one.
At their brisk pace, the sheep move through town in minutes. Before we know it, the street sweepers have removed all ovine organic souvenirs with amazing efficiency. In a flash, traffic, commerce, and life in this mountain resort are back to normal. But people remain on the street's edge, a glow on their faces.
This is a wonderful thing, and it's great for the community.
It's Idaho.
It's Idaho.
This is definitely the social event of the season.
We've lost so much of our old Western heritage, and this is not an inconvenience for traffic. This is a fun part of life in Ketchum.
Today's festival is the brainchild of John and Diane Peavy, who own the Flat Top Sheep Company. For years, they have watched Sun Valley grow into a posh resort community, increasingly divorced from the area's past. This fall, they thought, why not turn the annual sheep migration into both a celebration and a history lesson?
The trailing of the sheep has been a great success, drawing visitors from all over the region. It's a real eye-opener for many people in this tourist mecca, a way to explore the roots of this mountain resort dominated by wealthy vacationers. But I want to go further, to find out who are these nearly invisible men who spend their lives traveling through the northern Rockies tending their flocks. So I asked Denny Burks if I can join him on the rest of the drive. It's early the next morning as we creep up a steep dirt trail in Denny's four-wheel drive pickup.
So, where are we headed, Denny?
Oh, this is called Parker Gulch, and it's about... 3 miles out of Sun Valley. We're going up this sheep camp and we're going to hook onto it and move it to a new location.
We're heading to the spot where a herder and his flock spent the night. He lives in what is called a sheep camp, a traditional nomadic home that looks like an old-time covered wagon. The herder stays with his flock, guiding them to fresh forage. He left camp at daybreak and will move with the sheep all day. We're here to pick up his camp and move it to where he'll bed down tonight. Yesterday, as we marched through town, sheep herding seemed downright sociable. But today we are far from the madding crowd, and the road is god-awful.
This is way better than it was before.
No.
Oh, yeah.
After shifting into four-wheel drive, we bounce and crash along until we come to a fine grassy meadow. There's a stream lined by a grove of aspen, glowing gold and orange in the sharp autumn light. It's a pastoral scene, and it's hard to imagine that a resort town thrives just a few miles away. The sheep camp looks like a relic of another era. In fact, it's a marvel of efficiency, a self-contained home that measures only 6 by 16 feet.
They have a wooden burning stove. They have a cupboard. They have shelves. It has a fold-down table. It has a quote-unquote full-size bed.
It's really not much different than an old-style cover wagon, is it?
It's no different at all. You take that aluminum covering off, throw the canvas back over it, and you're back where you were in the turn of the century.
These accommodations are spare, to say the least, and the sort of men who live in these wagons have changed over the years. Early in the century, they were mostly southern boys. Then for decades, Basques came from across the Pyrenees to tend the sheep. Now Peruvians have taken over. They come on three-year contracts, and they come out of necessity.
These guys, when they come from Peru, a lot of them are literally hungry. These people haven't had enough to eat. It's that tough. I've never been there, but I can see it in their faces.
These men come for work, and with a warm place to sleep and all the food they want, they are able to send almost every penny they earn back to their families in South America. It's a lonely life for these herders, spread out over hundreds and hundreds of square miles, each man alone with his band of up to 2,000 sheep. Denny asked me to help him hitch the sheep camp to his pickup.
About a foot, about 8 inches, a little more. Okay, we got her.
It's midday now, and the herd is miles ahead of us. Since the herder always moves ahead of his wagon, it's rare for anyone to actually ride in one of these contraptions. But I can't pass up the chance as Denny pulls the camp to the next site.
Bouncing along in this old sheep camp. The dishes are clanking, the calendar is rocking back and forth, and some unknown talon of some bird of prey is swinging above us. And the window looks like it's going to fall out any moment now. It's taped on with masking tape. This is literally almost 100 years old, this wagon, and it's still a serviceable traveling home for these shepherds.
We are now climbing out of a canyon to a high mountain ridge with a sweeping view. We see a white band of sheep and drive to where Marcelo Cayento is tending his flock, guard dogs and herding dogs working alongside. He recognizes our truck.
Marcelo! How are you?
Denny knows exactly where to set up camp. He chooses a site with a good view of the flock, water for the stock, and level ground. Denny Burks is the lifeline for these herders. Often the camp tender is the only person they see for weeks at a time. Today he has brought Marcelo groceries, hay for his horse, and food for his dogs. He brings drinking water, which he siphons into the herder's barrel. He even delivers the mail, and today something special has come for Marcelo Cayento, a letter and tape cassette from Peru. Today, this solitary herder will hear the voices of his family.
Do you have a wife?
Yes.
And children?
Yeah.
How many children?
Yeah, I say three.
Three children.
Yeah, three. Yeah.
You support them by working here as a sheep herder and send your paychecks and money back to them?
Check, yeah.
Yeah, check goes back.
Yeah.
Marcelo Cayento has been in this country for 7 years. He has herded in Nevada, Colorado, Montana, California, now Idaho. I sense he is starved for companionship, but after a few minutes of mostly ineffective gestures and a smattering of English and Spanish words, our eyes meet and we revert to the universal language of song. I sing of my home in Nevada, and he sings about his life with the herd, all the time grasping the letter from home in his hand.
Ya me estoy yendo con mis borregas todo este airajo. Entre las nieves, entre el viento, voy puchando mis borringas. Ay, pobre peruano, ¿de dónde viene cantando, llorando, solo y triste en este país?
I am running among my sheep, he sings, into the snow and the driving wind. Herding my sheep in this country, I am lonely and sad.
Gracias.
Thank you very much.
It would come.
Okay, Marcelo.
Okay.
As we leave the sheep camp, this band of sheep, this herder named Marcelo Caiento, we say goodbye and drive off the mountain for home. Denny and I don't talk much on the way down, and I keep thinking about that word in Marcelo's song, triste, sadness. After a while, we stop at another stunning meadow, and I ask Denny about the loneliness of sheep herders.
Some years ago, we brought a young Peruvian out, and in the spring of the year, we went out on the desert with the sheep. So we're out there about 2 weeks, and I go to this camp one day, and I see everything in disarray. At the time, we were using harnesses and teams, and the harness was laying on the ground, and it hadn't been picked up, and I walked up to talk to the camp tender, and he said, "I want to go home, Mr. Denny. I want to go home." And I said, "Well, what's the matter?" And he literally had tears in his eyes, and he says, "I don't want to die on this desert."
From the loneliest place on the open road, I'm Hal Cannon with Teresa Jordan for The Savvy Traveler.